Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. A new report published in the science journal Environmental Research Letters projects that climate change will lead to increased fine particulate dust in New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. As Ross Brown reports, that could lead to more health problems.
If global temperatures continue to rise, dust could join wildfire in adding harmful air pollution in New Mexico and other southwestern states. Scientists have long warned about the health risks associated with particulate pollution, and laws like the Clean Air Act have helped reduce emissions from industrial sources in cars. Loretta Mickley, a senior research fellow at Harvard University, says her team has uncovered another major threat to air quality in southwestern states.
The U.S. has done tremendous work to clean the air, to make our air breathable and safe, but climate change could come along and throw a monkey wrench in that effort by increasing dust.
Mickley says if climate pollution isn't sharply reduced, states including New Mexico could experience unprecedented mega droughts in coming decades. She explains without enough rainfall, as temperatures rise, more soil dries out and smaller particles end up airborne. Researchers predict that could lead to a 130% increase in premature deaths associated with dust and triple the number of hospitalizations for cardiovascular and respiratory disorders. Mickley adds more dust in the air carries other health risks, including valley fever, which is caused by a fungus that thrives in dry soils and can be fatal. She says if the world stays on its current emissions path, the public health impacts of dust could be significant.
The increased number of people dying every year in our worst-case scenario due to dust is about equivalent to a little less than the number of people who die every year in car crashes.
Researchers project in that best-case scenario, where global warming is held below 2 degrees Celsius, rising fine dust levels could increase premature deaths by 20% and hospital admissions by 60%. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Much has been said about the separation of children from their parents on the border. Some thoughts now from commentator Walt Rubel.
We live in a video era. In February of 2014, then Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice knocked out his girlfriend in the elevator of an Atlantic City casino. The incident was extensively reported in print, online, and broadcast outlets, and the nation gave a collective shrug. Then, in September 2014, video was released showing Rice doing what we already knew he had done, and the nation gave a collective roar. Video changes everything. For the past several weeks, our government has been taking immigrant children of all ages away from their parents and warehousing them in federal facilities all across the country. We can only imagine what that must be like for the kids. Literally. None of us are allowed to see inside those shelters. We've seen an aerial view of the tents erected in Tornillo, Texas to house detained children, but the only images we've seen from inside those facilities have been government handouts. Thus far, we've only had a glimpse of the reality of this inhumane policy. That was provided by ProPublica. An audio tape of an adult man mocking wailing children is sounding like an orchestra, while a young girl desperately repeats the phone number of her aunt, which she had memorized just for this purpose. As I write this Friday, there hasn't been much more yet, but there will be. This operation is far too widespread, and the interest in it far too great, to keep secret the unnecessary misery being inflicted on babies, toddlers, and children. And the problem is not fixed. The executive order stopping family separation calls for detaining children for an unlimited amount of time. That is in violation of a standing court order. It remains to be seen what the president will do when the court strikes this down. The executive order does nothing to explain how the more than 2,000 children who have already been taken from their parents and siblings will eventually be reunited. It seems clear to me that many will never see their parents again. They will, instead, grow up in our child welfare system, being cursed by the same people who put them in that position. Jonathan Blitzer in The New Yorker wrote last week about women who have come here with their children seeking asylum and now are being held by themselves in the Otero County Detention Center. A Brazilian woman who had been separated from her 13-year-old son told the reporter that there were about 50 mothers in her wing of the jail, and most of them did not know where their children were. That woman said she was able to contact a cousin in the United States who was able to track down her son and speak to him for a few seconds, but she herself had not been able to see or hear from him. Reporters aren't allowed to bring cameras into these facilities, so we have to rely on Blitzer's description. Her eyes were bloodshot from crying, and she rocked back and forth while we talked. During pauses in our conversation, a vacant look crept over her face, and she muttered to herself, "We don't need video to understand what that woman and her child are going through." With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.